imputed in honor, and that sacrifice he has done for Islam and for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life, no one did it. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have paid off to every Sahabi whatever they have did favor to me, except Abu Bakr. I couldn't pay him back. I left in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, will repay him." And what will be the honor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, we cannot imagine today. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will be able to enter in paradise amongst my ummah until Abu Bakr Siddiq will be first person. That all the gates of paradise, all 8 gates of the paradise will welcome and will honor, will call him, please enter through me, enter through me, enter through me. He will be the first person to enter into paradise amongst the ummah. That is the caliber, that is the status of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Right? In one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I had to choose my Khalil, Khalil means very close friend, and Khalil can be only one. He said, I would have selected Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as my Khalil, as my best friend, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already chosen me as his best friend. So I am the best friend of Allah, I am the Khalilullah. As Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is the Khalilullah, I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also Khalilullah. So that's why, otherwise I would have chosen Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as my Khalil. So that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala one day coming out and physically holding, literally holding his tongue, and he was crying. Holding his tongue out of mouth and he was crying. So other friends asked him, Abu Bakr, what's the matter? Why are you doing like this? He said, I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, most of the people will go into the hellfire because of this tongue. I have no trust on my tongue. Who is saying? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I have no trust, I have no control over my tongue. So my brothers, so we have to be very, very careful when we get angry. First of all, we shouldn't be angry. And while we are angry, for some reason, we should know how to control our anger. And there are so many occasions we can learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day, one Sahabi came, young Sahabi. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of all the Sahaba sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, he came and said, Ya Rasulullah, please grant me permission, I can have sexual relationship with the woman. Look at his courage. What is asking and from whom is asking? Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brought the Sharia, who brought the Holy Quran, haram and halal, and zina, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Don't even go nearby adultery. Don't even think of it. Don't even get some contact number or email address or Facebook contact in today's term. No. Can I have your number? That's the starting, beginning point. Cut off from there, the shaitan. Right? And he is this courage. Look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be normalize his daily life with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. He never used to be like extraordinary person among the Sahaba that no one had guts to go nearby him. Everybody was so frankly with him. He came normally and he just asked this funny question, which he's not supposed to ask in first place. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala was angry. They all got angry. Are you out of mind? What are you asking? And from whom you are asking? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not get angry. This is the point. He heard the request of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, and he cooled down all the Sahaba. He said, don't tell him anything. Let him come to me. So he came to nearby Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him the question. Do you have mother? He said, yes, I have mother. Do you have sister? Yes, I have sister. Do you have aunt? See, I have aunt. Just think for a while. If someone comes to your mom and used to do zina with your mom, how will you feel? Will you allow? Will you be okay with that? He said, no. Who dared to come near my mom? I will kill him. Okay, what about your sister? If someone likes your sister and he likes to have relationship with your sister without marriage, no. I cannot tolerate it. I won't like it. How about your aunt? He said, no. Then Rasulullah said, whoever is that lady with whom you want to commit zina, she is a mother of somebody, or she is the daughter of somebody, or she is aunt of somebody, she is the sister of somebody, as you don't like, how you feel that the person to whom she is related will like your action? And there, the Sahabi cooled down. And then Rasulullah put his Mubarak hand on his chest. And then he made three dua. Look at the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah. This is what we have to learn. Rasulullah there and there made three dua. O Allah, protect, number one, forgive his sin. Whatever sin he did, please forgive. Please protect him not to commit this sin again. And Allah, clean his heart. Clean his heart. Three du'as. There and there. There was the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Now, in our society, if you come to know about someone is having relationship with our sister or daughter, nauzubillah, may Allah protect all of them, what would be our reaction? Number one, we wouldn't forgive that person. We'll go after him. We'll go to his house or wherever he is. We're going to grab him. There and there in the market, bazaar, or at his house, we're going to try to, fight him or kill him even. Shot him even. And we won't forget him forever. No, you did this bad thing to my wife or to my sister or my daughter, whoever is she. I cannot forgive you. Don't come in front of my eyes. I will never forget you, what you did to me. That will be our reaction. And look at the reaction of Rasulullah ﷺ. Another Sahabi came to Rasulullah ﷺ. And Rasulullah ﷺ was about to lead the salah. Sahaba were waiting. And there and there he just approached Rasulullah ﷺ. And he said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I kiss one strange woman and she is not my wife. What is my punishment? I want to apologize. I regret about my action. In front of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm again just think and ponder of this incident. Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst them and he is about to lead the salat. And revelation is coming all the time upon him. And he is a sahib al-sharia. Look at the daring of this Sahabi, the courage of this Sahabi. He was able to go to Rasulullah ﷺ and related his incident directly to Rasulullah ﷺ without threat, without any thought in the mind that maybe Rasulullah ﷺ there and there will punish me because he is Sahib Sharia. If you commit sin, he has authority to punish him there and there. Whatever could happen. But he was not worried about consequences of this dunya. He wanted to clarify his book of deed. Oh Allah, or Ya Rasulullah, this is my concern. I have committed sin. I want to clean my record. Whatever punishment you will give me, I'm happy to take it. So on the day of Qiyamah, I wouldn't be answerable for that action which I have done. He was worried about Akhirah. He was ready to face consequences or any kind of punishment, physical punishment, corporal punishment, jail, prison, whatever. He said, I'm ready. I have done wrong. I committed. I admit it. Please do any punishment on me. So my matter is clear in this dunya. That was his concern. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hearing him, ignored and proceeded towards salah. But this person is burning from inside because Rasulullah did not react. He was worried. Why Rasulullah never said anything? He just ignored me. Rasulullah led the Salat. And when the Salat was over, he was restless. He came again to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, approached him. Rasulullah was trying to avoid him. Rahmatullah Alameen, he doesn't want to punish anyone. But he was not happy with that Rahmah. He wanted to get punishment so his matter can be clear in this dunya. He was restless. He came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before Salat, I admitted I have done this sin. Please. So Rasulullah said calmly, quietly, isn't you just pray Salat with me? With us, for a Salat? See, yeah, I joined the Salat. So through that Salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have forgiven your sin. So don't worry, carry on your life and don't commit that sin again. You pray Salat with us, and because of that Salat, Allah must have forgiven you. That was the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, brothers, don't get wrong. That Imam said, you commit sin outside, just come for Salat, and you will be forgiven. Don't get wrong with me. That was only one incident. Rasulullah wanted to teach the lesson. Hey, it's very easy, women. I can just go outside, do anything, just come for Salat, and I will be clean. No punishment. It's not that easy, my brothers. So, this was the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah. He never used to get angry. Even with the enemies, no matter how much they used to abuse and accuse him, say, use the bad word, just used to smile. He just used to calm down himself. He used to control his anger. This is what the sunnah of Rasulullah. So if we get angry quickly, don't respond immediately. Cool down for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Just rethink of it. Or leave that place. Or just make wudu. Or get out from that house or room or wherever this argument is taking place. And be quiet, be silent. Don't answer. If you're going to start answering, then he's going to say something, then you're going to say something, then he's going to be fighting. So number one, just sit down and control yourself for a few seconds. And you will see the result. Within a few seconds, inshallah, Allah will grant you, coolness. And inshallah, you will be able to deal with that situation in a better way, so you don't have to regret again. May Allah give us tawfiq to control our anger.